Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, October 4th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a fascinating health trend. Today we're discussing the recent decline in obesity rates in the United States. What factors might be contributing to this trend?
Well, Ted, it's pretty mind-blowing when you look at the numbers. We're talking about a significant drop of about 2 percentage points in obesity rates between 2020 and 2023. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but considering how obesity rates have been skyrocketing for decades, it's like suddenly hitting the brakes on a runaway train. It's a big deal, folks.
I hear what Eric's saying, but let's pump the brakes a bit here. We can't just look at numbers in a vacuum.
I understand your point, Kate, but let's not dismiss the data. The timing of this decline aligns perfectly with the rise of semaglutide medications like Ozempic. We're not talking about a small increase in usage here. Prescription fills for these drugs went through the roof, jumping from about 470,000 taken in January 2021 to over 2.5 million in 2023. That's a massive spike that coincides with the obesity rate drop.
Whoa, slow down there, cowboy. Correlation doesn't imply causation. We can't just jump to conclusions about these drugs being the magic bullet. There are so many other
factors. You're skeptical, but let's look at the evidence. The decline in obesity rates is more prominent among college graduates who are more likely to use these medications. It's not just about the numbers lining up. There's a clear pattern here that we can't ignore.
That's such a narrow view, Eric. You're completely overlooking other important factors. What about increased health awareness or changes in food industry practices?
You both raise interesting points. Let's dive deeper into these medications. What exactly are semaglutide drugs like Ozempic, and how do they work?
Great question, Ted. Semaglutide medications like Ozempic are pretty fascinating. They work by inducing satiety. Basically, they trick your brain into feeling full. It's like having a built-in portion control system. Originally, these drugs were developed for type 2 diabetes, but researchers noticed they had a significant effect on weight loss too. It's like finding out your acne cream also gets rid of wrinkles. A happy accident, if you will.
While that may be true, we can't ignore the potential side effects and long-term impacts of these drugs. They're not a magic solution. We're talking about altering body chemistry here. What happens when
people
stop
taking...
Hold on, Kate.
No one's claiming they're magic, but we can't overlook the massive health benefits of reducing obesity. We're talking about lowering the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certain cancers. The list goes on. These drugs are helping people combat a serious health issue that's been spiraling out of control for decades.
But at what cost, Eric? We're potentially creating a dependency on pharmaceuticals for weight management. It's like we're taking the easy way out instead of addressing the root causes of obesity. What about promoting healthier lifestyles?
Let's look at this from a historical perspective. Can you think of any similar medical interventions that have had such a rapid impact on a widespread health issue?
Great question, Ted. The introduction of statins in the 1980s for managing cholesterol levels immediately comes to mind. They quickly became a go-to treatment for reducing heart disease risk. It was a game changer in cardiovascular health, much like what we're seeing now with these weight loss drugs.
That's an interesting comparison. But statins were addressing a less visible issue. Obesity is much more complex and tied to lifestyle factors. We're not just talking about popping a pill here. There are social, economic, and psychological.
I see your point, Kate, but let's put this in perspective. Like statins, semaglutide drugs are addressing a major health risk factor. In the 1960s, about 13% of adults were obese. By 2020, that number had skyrocketed to over 40%. That's more than tripling in just 60 years. We're facing an epidemic here, and these drugs could be our best shot at reversing the trend.
We shouldn't ignore the societal factors that led to that increase, Eric. Processed foods, sedentary lifestyles, and stress all play a role. It's not just about biology. It's about the way our entire society is structured.
I agree that those factors are important, Kate, but that doesn't negate the potential of these drugs. Look at what happened with statins. Their rapid adoption led to a significant decrease in cardiovascular deaths. We could be on the brink of a similar revolution in obesity treatment.
But statins didn't come with the same level of controversy or potential for misuse as these weight loss drugs. We're talking about medications that could be abused for cosmetic reasons, not just health. There's a whole can of
how do you think the public perception of these weight loss drugs compares to how statins were received initially?
That's a great question, Ted. There's definitely more skepticism now, no doubt about it. But let's not forget, statins were also initially met with some resistance. People were wary of taking a daily pill for life. It's natural for there to be some hesitation with any new medical intervention, especially one that affects so many people.
The difference is that obesity is often seen as a personal failure, unlike high cholesterol. There's a moral judgment attached to these weight loss drugs. It's not just about health. It's about how society...
That's precisely why we need to change the narrative, Kate. Obesity is a complex medical issue, not a character flaw. These drugs could help shift that perception. Imagine if we could treat obesity as we do any other chronic condition, with compassion and effective medical interventions.
I agree on changing the narrative, but I'm not convinced medication is the answer. We need to address root causes. What about improving access to healthy food, promoting active lifestyles, addressing...
Looking ahead, how do you see this trend developing? What might be the long-term implications of widespread use of these weight loss drugs?
I believe we're at the cusp of a health revolution, Ted. As these drugs become more refined and accessible, we could see obesity rates plummet to levels we haven't seen in decades. Imagine a world where obesity-related diseases become rare instead of common. It's not just about weight loss, it's about adding years of healthy life to millions of people.
That's an overly optimistic view, Eric. We might see a short-term decrease, but without addressing underlying issues, people could regain weight once they stop the medication. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg.
But that assumes people will stop, Kate. Like with statins, this could become a long-term management tool. We're not talking about a quick fix. We're talking about a new approach to managing a chronic condition. We could see a significant reduction in obesity-related health issues, saving countless lives and billions in healthcare costs.
And potentially create a host of new problems, Eric. What about the psychological impact of relying on a drug for weight management? We're talking about fundamentally changing people's relationship with food and their bodies. That's not
I hear your concern, Kate, but let's consider the flip side. The psychological impact of being obese is already severe. We're talking about depression, anxiety, low self-esteem. These drugs could improve quality of life and self-esteem for millions. Isn't that worth considering?
But at what cost to our understanding of health and nutrition? We might be creating a society that values quick fixes over sustainable lifestyle changes. There's more to health than just a number on a scale. What about overall wellness?
Interesting point. How do you think the healthcare system and insurance companies will adapt to this potential shift in obesity treatment?
That's a crucial question, Ted. I predict we'll see more insurance coverage for these drugs as their long-term health benefits become clear. It's preventative care that could save billions in healthcare costs. Think about it. Reducing obesity could mean fewer cases of diabetes, heart disease, and joint problems. It's an investment in public health.
That's assuming they're safe and effective long-term, Eric. We could be setting ourselves up for a healthcare crisis if these drugs have unforeseen side effects. Remember, we're talking about potentially millions of people taking these drugs for years. What if we discover...
I understand your caution, Kate, but all medications carry risks. The key is to weigh those risks against the benefits. The risks of untreated obesity are well documented and severe. We're talking about heart disease, diabetes, certain cancers. The list goes on. These drugs offer hope for people who've struggled with weight their entire lives.
I agree we need to weigh the options, but I'm concerned we're rushing into this without fully understanding the long-term implications. We need more research, more long-term studies. We can't just throw pills at a problem and hope it goes away. We need a...
Thank you both for this insightful discussion. It's clear that the declining obesity rates and the role of new medications is a complex issue with no easy answers. As we continue to monitor this trend, it's important to consider both the potential benefits and risks, as well as the broader societal implications. Thank you for tuning in to Listen 2.